Support for WAMC comes from Art Along the Hudson. This Friday, Saugerties First Friday. This Saturday, Beacon Second Saturday and Bicycle Holiday Tree Lighting. And Woodstock Second Saturday. ArtAlongTheHudson.com. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is WAMC Sports. Brooklyn was beaten by a division leader for the second straight game as Kevin Durant scored 32 points and Russell Westbrook added 25 in Oklahoma City's 117-111 win over the Nets. And the Miami Heat had to figure their winning streak would come to an end one of these days, but they probably could not have expected it would be stopped in Washington. The Wizards won for only the second time in 15 games, overcoming LeBron James's triple-double in a 105-101 win over the Heat, halting Miami's six-game winning streak. In the NFL, it'll be tough going for several of the playoff favorites in the final weeks of the regular season. Linebacker Brian Urlacher acknowledges he could miss the rest of the regular season because of a hamstring injury, meaning he might have played his last game with the Chicago Bears, since his contract is up after the season. New England has placed receiver Julian Edelman on injured reserve with an unspecified foot injury suffered in Sunday's win over Miami. The Patriots signed Dante Stallworth in his place. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, still in AFC playoff contention, are optimistic Ben Roethlisberger's sprained right shoulder will be good enough to play for the first time in nearly a month, but it's still too early in the week to tell whether the star quarterback will be available against the Chargers this week. And in more off-season baseball action, free agent center fielder Shane Victorino and the Red Sox have worked out a three-year deal worth $39 million. Victorino stole a career-high 39 stolen bases last season, but hit only .255 with 11 homers and 55 RBIs in time spent with the Phillies and Dodgers. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.